What difference does half a degree make? Back when the Paris Climate Agreement was signed by world leaders in 2015, there wasn't a clear answer to that question. So the scientists of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, which provides governments with scientific, objective information, was tasked with coming up with one. And on Monday, at a press conference in Incheon, South Korea, it was released.
We were invited to prepare this report 3 years ago because there was not enough knowledge on the subtle differences between global warming of 1.5 and 2 degrees. And I'm impressed by the amount of new knowledge, 6,000 publications assessed in the report. And what comes out is a clear benefit in limiting warming to 1.5 compared to 2 degrees to avoid multiple risks. And I want to stress risks associated, for instance, with heat waves, heavy rainfall events, drought in many regions.
Climate scientist and co-chair of the report, Valérie Masson-Delmotte, on the mammoth task accomplished by the IPCC. The organisation was keen to highlight the benefits of keeping global warming to 1.5 degrees and of creating economies that benefit all without harming the environment. Here is Ho-Sung Lee, the chair of the IPCC and co-chair of the report, Priyadarshi Shukla.
Climate change is occurring already and affecting people, ecosystems, and livelihood all around the world. Every degree of warming matters, and there's tremendous benefit in limiting it to 1.5 degrees Celsius in terms of eradicating poverty as well as achieving sustainable development.
The report gets into the very exhaustive list of the issues. If I have to say one is that, how are we going to come out of fossil fuels? This is a question which is often asked of the various policies of mitigation of climate change. This report is addressing this issue so that the question is not about the mitigation of the emissions, but the question is about how would living on this planet becomes more sustainable, and that sustainable development could become an anchor for the climate change, as opposed to climate change is kind of a hindrance to sustainable development.
So how do we make this happen? The message that came out today is that if we carry on as usual, it isn't going to happen. In fact, there's a strong likelihood we'll overshoot 2 degrees. Pateri Talas, Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, shared his concern about the consequences, particularly for the regions on the front line of climate change.
There's extreme urgency, and so far the progress hasn't been good enough that we would move towards 1.5 or 2 degrees targets. So there's clearly a need for much higher ambition level to reach even 2 degrees targets. And one of the major issues is that there would be 420 million people less suffering because of climate change if we would be able to limit the warming to 1.5 degree level. And we have certain areas in the world which are extremely sensitive. It's the small island states, Mediterranean region, and also sub-Saharan Africa, which are already suffering and will suffer the most in the future.
But despite these stark warnings, the team was at pains to lay out a roadmap for avoiding runaway warming, not just for governments, but for all of us. Here's climate scientist and co-chair of the report, Deborah Roberts.
The report calls out 4 big transitions that the world needs to go through in terms of energy, land, cities and industry. And that's a really empowering message because it means each one of us as individuals can make choices about the energy we use to move through our lives, about dietary choices that impact on land use. It tells us that we can change the way we interact with the world's cities through the transport we choose to go to work and to play. It also talks to us that we have power as consumers in terms of directing where industry goes and the kind of goods it manufactures. So overall, a real call to action.
And now it's over to the countries to digest the contents of the report and consider their responses. The report will be presented to governments at the upcoming UN Climate Change Conference, which takes place in Poland this December.